بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. We're discussing those deeds which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has prescribed for us and which guarantees us the reward of a Hajj, even though we do not undertake the difficult journey of Hajj. But Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says these deeds, if they are performed correctly and with sincerity, Allah ta'ala will give the performer the reward of a Hajj. We spoke of two deeds thus far. The first is a person goes to the masjid to learn some khair, to learn some good, to learn some knowledge. Allah ta'ala gives him the reward. The second was a person who after the Fajr Salah remains engaged in the dhikr of Allah until the sun rises, and then he performs two rakats of Salatul Ishraq. Allah ta'ala gives him that reward of a Hajj plus an Umrah. A third, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam makes it even easier for us to get this reward. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, "Man kharaja min baytihi mutatahhiran ila maktubatin falahu ka ajril hajj." Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says the person performs a proper wudu at home, observing all the essentials of wudu, he performs a proper wudu at home, and then he leaves his home to go out and perform a fard salah. He leaves his home, and the only thing that draws him out of his home is to go and perform the fard salah. So there's full preparation at home, and then he leaves. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, by the time he completes that fard salah, Allah ta'ala gives him the reward of the Hajj. Allah ta'ala gives him the reward of a complete Hajj, complete Hajj by performing that fard salah. May Allah ta'ala grant us him.